Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Now, let me just remind you of the context leading up to this. You may remember in our last devotion, we read about King Jehoshaphat here going down to form an alliance and visiting with the king of Israel, King Ahab. And they had this big feast, this big barbecue. And during this time, the king of Israel, who was not a godly king, a wicked king, he persuaded King Jehoshaphat to go to battle with him against the king of Syria. And the outcome wasn't good. He was nearly killed. And so now fast forward here, and we pick up here in verse 1, it says, "It happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. And then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, 'A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in Hazanon, Tamar, which is in En-Gedi.'" Now let's pause and let's see. How is Jehoshaphat going to respond? Is he going to, make haste and take action without consulting the Lord? Is he going to say, "If it's going to be, it's up to me, and I'm going to pull myself up by the bootstraps, and I got to make it happen"? After all, let me remind you, King Jehoshaphat is a very wealthy king. He has been blessed. He has abundance of resources. And you know what I've noticed is that it's easy for people. It's easy for me. When God blesses you, when you've had success, when you have resources, to just take action. Or when you're a person who, has that, good mentality, of working hard, right? Of, self-made person, right? To just take haste, to go get it done, right? Let's find out, what does he do here? It says, "And Jehoshaphat feared." He had a healthy fear. "And he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord, and from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord." I'll tell you, this is a great word for me this morning. I got up early, before 5 a.m., and, first thought on my mind was about all the catch-up, all the things that I still need to do, having just gotten back from this year-long tour this past week, or this week, and, but instead, what I need is to slow down, take a deep breath, spend time with the Lord, spend time in prayer, get in His Word, and hear from Him. Because I think the last thing that any of us want to do is take haste, go out there and try to make it happen, work harder, burn the midnight oil, right? And yet end up unsuccessful, end up making poor decisions, end up going backwards, right? And so I think the lesson is here, and that Jehoshaphat learned the hard way, and we can learn from him without having to continue learning the hard way, is to slow down, seek the Lord, get the people together, get the team, get your family together, and say, "Let's see what the Lord would have us do. Let's pray about this." And, I appreciate a good godly friend of ours when we just purchased a house this week. And over a month ago, it had come down between two houses. And I got to tell you, it was really a tough decision. It was a stressful decision. There's another house that we really, really wanted. There's another house that Chelsea really, really wanted. And all of a sudden, that person had lowered their price. And it was looking like they were maybe willing to work with us. And then we'd found this other house. And they had countered with us, and we were trying to figure out what are we supposed to do here? Which home are we supposed to buy? And so a friend of ours said, "You know what? You really should fast and pray about this. I strongly suggest that you do this." And I got to tell you, I was coming up to my Monday, which is a long marathon day for me, till starts early and goes till late at night. And a lot of coaching calls and conference calls and all this. And so I thought, I don't know about this. I don't know if this is the right day for me to fast, but I'm so thankful that I did and that I made it through that day. And God gave us wisdom. At the last moment, it was a 24-hour fast. The last moment, we came to a peace with the decision. Now, I can't tell you that there weren't some challenges that still came along, because there were, because there were. And in fact, the whole deal almost fell apart over convention week, which is one of the busiest, most important weeks of the year for me. And it almost fell apart, but I had a peace. I was like, you know, we fasted, we prayed about this. You know, whatever's supposed to happen is going to happen now. And sure enough, it after unraveling and the contract even coming apart, it came back together, and we even saved another $25,000. And so, you know, again, it's just a great reminder to me. I hope it'll encourage all of us. Let's slow down, seek the Lord. And you know, it says, he who makes haste with his feet errs. It may not be cost our life like it did Jehoshaphat nearly, but it may cost us relationships with people and may cost us lots of wasted time and years and stress and anguish when we could have just slowed down and sought after the Lord. And so let's pray. Father, I just pray that you would help us to slow down, to seek you, to get wisdom from above, Father, that we would not act in our own strength, by our own might, but that you would give us wisdom, that you would bless us, and that you would multiply our efforts, multiply our resources, Father, as we act, you know, in accordance with your will. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other episodes on my podcast on iTunes, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. Love your feedback, love your comments, love your rating. And then you can also go to beacatalyst.com. And you can view this and other resources there as well. So thank you so much. Go out there and have a super, ultra, awesome, fantastic day. God bless.